Nahed Jabrallah is a founder of Sudan's SIMA Center for Training and Protection of Women and Children's Rights, a non-profit organization that aims to protect women and children and provide support to women and girls in situations of violence and social aggression. Jabrallah says Sudanese women across the country still experience several types of violence, including sexual and domestic violence. Speaking on the sidelines of a two-day workshop on protecting women in Khartoum on Tuesday, Jabrallah said some forms of violence include forced and early marriages. As Sudanese women commemorate the 16 days of activism, Jabrallah says many communities across the country are still in denial about women's rights, which hinders efforts to eliminate violence against women.
The reality is there is lack of regulation in the country. There is a social stigma towards victims of violence, and there is lack of community protection and support for women who fall victims of violence. We need the support of all levels to prevent the violence and provide essential support to victims.
Jabrallah says Sudanese should take advantage of the current change in the legislature to initiate laws that protect women's rights and hold violators accountable. She says law enforcement agencies are still weak and their personnel are not well trained to respond to cases of sexual abuse and domestic violence.
We need to see into it that victims are able to access justice easily. Law enforcement institutions such as police, judiciary, public attorney offices, and lawyers are truly strengthened to offer a quick access to justice process.
Sudanese women's advocate Umaima Abdul Wahab says after 3 decades of Islamic Sharia law under the leadership of ousted President Omar al-Bashir, many communities are not prepared to deal with the legislative changes that protect women and children. Abdul Wahab says as Sudan joins the international community and adopts other rights charters, it is important that the government do more to regulate local laws that correspond to international standards, particularly those regarding women's rights.
We are keen to fulfill our commitment to regional and international community regarding human rights charter and the elimination of all forms of violence against women. It requires countries to respond to prevent all violence against women, especially for women in armed conflict.
Aji Fatou, the UN Women Country Director for Sudan, says taking adequate measures to work towards fighting violence against women and girls is the best way to promote not only a fair society, but economy of the country. She says UN Women hopes to obtain the full support of the Sudanese government institutions to support the fight against violence against women in Sudan.
It's important that our different countries, including Sudan, of course, adopt laws to fight violence against women, and mainly also to promote gender equality. But on top of adoption of laws, we will need social transformation that will raise awareness of women, men, boys and girls on the aspect of social inequalities that are linking to violence against women and girls.
Sudan's transitional government scrapped the controversial Public Order Act in November last year after mounting pressure from Sudanese women's rights groups. The government also criminalized the practice of female genital mutilation in May of this year. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.